Hey guys.
Hi queens.
We are back. We are gonna recap our amazing South of France trip. We had so much fun. We're currently in Paris right now, which we'll do another recap for that.
Yeah. We're reporting live from our bed. It's like 11 p.m. and we just wanted to record a recap for you guys because it was such a crazy past 2 weeks. Like, I feel like it flew by.
Yeah.
And I'm so sad it's over, but it was amazing.
I feel like so much has happened too, and there's just so much to tell you guys and catch you guys up on. So we meant to record this last week and post it, but unfortunately time got away from us. I don't know what happened, and then we landed in Paris. Crazy. And I feel like once we got to Paris, we kind of just hit the ground running.
Yeah, and it flew by.
We're just like really tired every night, so we just didn't get the chance. So now we finally have some downtime, so we figured we'd do a recording just on our phones, casual FaceTime chit-chat vibes.
Yes.
So if there's any audio issues, you hear background sirens, noises, people, it's because we're literally in this cute little apartment in Paris on the ground level.
Yeah, there's also like no curtain, which we're confused about, but it's fine. But yeah, we're recording this on my phone. And there's literally going to be no edits, so hopefully
no edits.
We're all good.
Okay, so I feel like our influences of the week are literally just the South of France. Honestly, I think I'm obsessed with Cannes.
I think it's Cannes. But we also just found out it's Monaco instead of Monaco.
Yeah. But you don't want to be one of those people who's like Ibiza.
Ibiza. Yeah, true.
So we'll just call it Cannes and Monaco
for
that reason. But I think my influence is Cannes because I'm actually obsessed. That was one of my favorite parts of the trip, I think. But we'll dive in. What's your influence from
I don't know. What is my influence of the week?
I feel like the beach club.
Yeah, that was so much fun. My influence of the week is like, I don't even know. I feel like the best part was like truly just
honestly the farewell the dinner
and amazing. Oh my god, yes. Ugh. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let's
we just have so much to talk about.
Yeah. Let's get into the recap and we'll just tell you guys everything that happened because I feel like this is technically our last trip for the foreseeable future because we've got life plans to do. Mm-hmm. We gotta, you know, do all those things. So we'll see. It's not saying we won't ever host a trip again, but just currently is the vibe.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I feel like everyone flew into Nice and a couple girls went to Paris a few days before. And they actually met up and shot content together and it was really cute. And they didn't even know each other at the time. So that was really fun. And then... Mm-hmm. Yeah, so everyone flew into Nice. We checked into our hotel. Also, we had the same guide. We always, on our trips, we always have a guide that's with us at all times. The guide helps us with transportation, logistics, any issues that may arise. Like, they deal with kind of all that stuff. So we actually get to kind of enjoy the trip as travelers as well, which is really nice. So we had this amazing guide last time in Italy with our girls trip. His name is Harold
and
we love him so much. He just gives off dad vibes. He's like this 6'5"
German man. Like
and we were definitely hesitant on our last trip. We're just like okay, but our group was obsessed with him last time. He's literally the best. He goes above and beyond for us. Like, we'll help find us places to have dinner as a large group or help us buy our train tickets in advance so we don't have to deal with it. Just like little things like that that just really make the trip be so smooth that we honestly couldn't do without him. So we requested him for this trip and luckily the stars aligned. It all worked out and we got him and we were so freaking excited to see him again. And
yeah, it was like a little reunion. And if we host trips in the future, we always want to request Harold because he's amazing. He's just so funny and makes everyone feel so comfortable.
Yeah.
So and that was a highlight. Too, that's my influence, honestly.
Okay, Harold.
Harold.
And he just like, if like guys would come up to our group or try to start talking to us, he would like tell them to go away. Like, it was just so funny because you just picture this 6'5" German man with 11 girlies following him around, basically.
It's cute.
So yeah, it's just a really funny situation. People make comments about it and we just kind of giggle because it's just so fun. But anyways, we had Harold as our guide again this year, and did you post him? I put him in my carousel.
I put him in my carousel too.
He's the best. So if you know, you know. If you've been on one of our trips with Harold, he's literally the best. So we're so happy to have him. So we had our welcome dinner was the first night. So the girls flew in. Everyone kind of checked in, got settled into their rooms, showered, you know, maybe took a little nap, and then got ready for dinner. We actually had dinner at our hotel. We stayed at the Westminster in Nice, and honestly, it was so nice.
It was so cute, and also it was pink, which is so cute, but
yeah,
it's right across from the beach, and it was just honestly and, like, such a stunning view. Walking distance
to so much.
Yeah, and the dinner had like Florida ceiling windows. We had such a pretty view of the beach. And
they did this really yummy stunning welcome drink. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, I think it's a Nice specialty or something. Yeah. It's like blackberry currant.
Yeah, something like that. It was really good.
I forget what it was, but it was really good.
Yeah. So we did welcome drinks. Everyone said hi. And the great thing about the trips, too, is we do pre-trip Zoom calls. So everyone gets to meet ahead of time. So it's not like you're going in, like, meeting strangers for the first time and you don't know who these girls are. We've had multiple Zoom calls. I think we had at least 4.
Yeah.
Where these girls could chat, kind of get to know each other. That way you get onto the trip and it's just like, oh, hey, girl. Mm-hmm. Like, so nice to meet you in real life, you know? It just makes things more comfortable. So I feel like that really helps. But we did welcome drinks and then had the welcome dinner. I feel like all of our organized dinners are pre-planned meals, basically. And I feel like it was a very Nice meal.
Yeah, it was very Nice. For some reason, like, I think people in Europe like gazpacho, which is cold soup, just really confused by that.
Yeah, and but the artichoke puree or something. I don't know, because we have our dietary restrictions, which is another great thing that our trip is good at, is being able to accommodate and picking restaurants that will accommodate. Because if you guys don't know, Danielle is dairy free basically, and then I'm gluten and dairy free, so they really like went out of their way to make us dishes that worked with that. So that was really nice, I feel like. So
yeah, but the welcome dinner was super cute. Like, everyone was just chatting, getting to know each other. There was like randomly 6 bottles of wine, which was funny because we did not drink all of that. But yeah, it was just fun getting to know everyone. Everyone was like super excited. It was the first day. And just getting to know each other. So that was really fun. And then we took some pics in the stunning hotel lobby afterwards.
Yeah, this hotel was really pretty. Like, I feel like I would stay there again.
Same.
Like, on just a normal vacation or trip.
It was so cute.
And I feel like our room was pretty spacious in terms of Europe and, like, what you normally get. Like, I feel like you normally get, like, a bed and then a bathroom, and it's like really hard to travel with like suitcases and everything. But this hotel was really nice, and the staff was really great too, so they were really helpful. So it's a really good experience. And then we were gonna do our brand relationship workshop that night, but everyone was kind of tired. We wanted to let everyone go to bed early and get rest because we had a really fun, exciting day for the next day. So the next day we did Monaco, which was so fun. Honestly, I feel like Monaco has been kind of like a bucket list destination that I never thought I would go to, because it's like so small and so random. Yeah. You're not gonna make a separate trip just to go to Monaco. At least not me.
Yeah. I mean, it's some actually people like might. Its own country.
Yeah.
Which is really crazy. But yeah, we woke up really early. We wanted to get there at like, what, nine?
Nine, I think, yeah.
Because we wanted to beat the crowds. Monaco gets pretty touristy and crowded in the main areas because it's so small. I feel like there's not much else other than these main areas.
Yeah.
So we definitely did that though, and we beat the crowds. Shout out to the girlies because they were super punctual.
Yes.
This group
was on time, which I feel like is rare.
It's pretty rare.
Very hard to wrangle 10 girls.
Yes.
To get
especially that early in the morning when like you're about to take photos. Obviously you want to get ready and you don't want to wake up at like 6 a.m. So but anyways, it worked out.
We did it.
We honestly really did beat the crowds. And
yeah. We took the train mm-hmm. from Nice. Harold helped us get our tickets. And he goes everywhere with us too. So we took the train there. It honestly was a pretty short train ride. It was
like 20 minutes. Yeah,
not bad at all. And then we did a content creation workshop in Monaco. So we kind of talk to the girls about content creation, like how we shoot our photos, angles, mm-hmm. lighting, grids on the phone, settings, and then helped them take photos as well. Unfortunately, it was kind of rainy at the beginning of the trip and a little bit on the colder side, but I feel like everything ended up working out.
Yeah,
like
it definitely warmed up by the end of the week. I feel like it's definitely fall right now in
this area
of Europe. So yeah, it was like a little cloudy, but it cleared up. And also cloudy is good for photos because then there's no shadows like anywhere and it's just like clean and even. So that was really good for photos.
But yeah, we shot, I can't remember the name of the hotel. We shot in front of,
I'm pretty sure,
like California Hotel.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Hotel Paris or something.
Oh, okay. Something like that. But yeah, I feel like the famous part of Monaco is the Monte Carlo Casino. So we also kind of went in and looked at that too. We didn't go into the actual casino because you have to pay to do that. But we walked into the building, were able to see and all of that, so that was good. And then we got a little breakfast at one of the cafes nearby. It's just so fun to sit down with everyone, grab a croissant, some orange juice, coffee,
pics. Yeah, got some cute pics of all the girls. Honestly, all of those photos were really cute.
Yeah,
right outside,
so cute.
I forget. Yeah, I think it's called Hotel Paris or something.
Yeah, it's like the really nice hotel.
Yeah,
like right there.
Got some really cute photos there, and beat the tourists. So that
we
was
did.
Good.
We did a really good job. It got pretty crowded. So and then it started raining, even worse. But we did. So then we started walking around. Was that other area just like old town?
Yeah,
Monaco,
I think
basically?
So. But I think it's and it's like where the Royals live in Monaco.
But it was really cool. We got to walk past all the yachts. I feel like Monaco's really known for the yacht presence there, and like these yachts were something else. These were not just regular yachts that you see. These were like the best of the best, like big yachts that almost didn't look like a cruise ship, but like they were big.
Yeah, they were huge. There's a lot of money in Monaco. Also, by the way, if you were planning on shopping in Monaco, don't, because
do not.
What is it, like 20% more?
The sales tax is really crazy there, and then you don't get the VAT refund in Monaco either. So it's like a lose-lose situation, unfortunately. So it's just honestly not worth it. So we didn't really do any shopping there.
It was fun to see, but Monaco is expensive, but it's really cute and worth checking out if you're in the south of France.
And then we got lunch at this really cute Italian place that we had walked to, and we all ate together, so that was really fun. Chatted with the girls. And I feel like it was a really good day, and then basically walked back to the train station and headed back to Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did a lot of walking that day. Monaco is so small that, like, you just walk everywhere.
Yeah.
So, did a lot of walking, went back, and then...
What did we do for dinner? I'm trying to think.
I feel like... Wait, I don't remember.
I'm sure we just went to, like, a random... Somewhere around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then probably called it a night because then the next day for our itinerary, we were going to split our day trips up, but we had to switch the cooking class because of availability. So literally after Monaco, the next day we did another day trip to Cannes, which was a little further away. I think it was like maybe 40 minutes.
Yeah.
By train from Nice. So not bad at all. That's what I feel like is nice about Nice is, like, you can go to a bunch of different places.
Yeah.
Which is what we wanted, but we wanted to stay based at one location so we didn't have to drag our luggage all over the south of France because that becomes a hassle and then paying for transportation and buses. We just didn't want to deal with that. So we took the train to Cannes and Cannes was, like, such a great day.
Yeah, it was so nice.
Again, it was kind of cloudy, a little rainy, but we went into the area where I think it's called the Carlton Hotel.
Yeah, it's, like, the most famous
iconic
hotel. If people are taking photos in hotels in Cannes, it's, like, always at the Carlton. I feel like I looked up the, like, Cannes location on Instagram, and it's all the girls are at the Carlton. Hotel.
Yeah. So we got to see that, which was really nice. There was, like, designer shopping that we kind of walked and looked at. And then we got, oh my gosh, we got, like, a small breakfast at the Armani Cafe.
Yeah, that was cute.
Took some photos there, so that was really cute. And again, I feel like Cannes is really pretty to just walk around and see everything. So we did that for just a couple hours in the morning. Again, we got there early so we could do our content. But then I feel like the highlight of the Cannes day is that we went to Hotel du Cap Eden Rock, which was honestly so stunning. I'm so happy we did that.
So stunning. That was like a bucket list item. I think no one knew what they had. I can't even describe, like, if you look up photos or saw the photos, it's so beautiful, but it is literally just out of a photo, like out of a Pinterest board. It looks exactly like that. It's so pretty.
And if you don't know, Sophia Richie got married there, and it was just like a lot of, I feel like, celebrities get married there because it's just absolutely stunning. And we wanted to get that iconic pic, so I was like, okay, like, in order for us to do that, I feel like the best way is just to make a reservation at the restaurant on the property, because then you're technically allowed to be there because you have the reservation.
It's like a resort pass.
So we did that, and honestly, the girls ended up freaking loving it. We all took our photo on just that main, like, pathway to the hotel, which was stunning.
Such a pretty spot.
Yeah. That was so fun too. So
those were
really
iconic photos.
Glad we did that. And then we went to the restaurant. We did, I think it was just the Eden Rock restaurant. Like the main restaurant. It wasn't the grill and it wasn't the Michelin star one. It was just regular.
It was just Eden Rock restaurant. Yeah.
It was so yummy. Like, I feel like we all thought we were just going to get like a drink and a small appetizer because it was pretty expensive. But as soon as we got there, everyone was like, let's like have lunch, have our drinks. It was just such a fun experience. I got this really yummy, I think it was like a clam linguine pasta or something.
Yeah, it was like a seafood pasta.
It was so
amazing.
Good. Oh my gosh.
I got a grilled chicken and that was amazing. Yeah. And we were right on the water. Like, it just didn't feel real. We had this huge
table. Oh my gosh. And then the
yacht's
there too. Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Yeah, just that property is so beautiful.
And it was so
everything
nice
about it.
Because the hotel, like, or the restaurant, they like made a long table for us. Because we had to make two separate reservations because we weren't sure what the situation was going to be. So, like, Danielle made a reservation for 6 and I made a reservation for 6. And we just asked them if we could all sit together. And they were like, yeah, no problem. And so that was really fun. It's really nice. I feel like restaurants are pretty accommodating here, or they're used to large groups, so it's like not that like bad, I guess. I don't know. So yeah, that was so fun, so yummy, like such a good experience, such a good like memory I will cherish forever and ever, I feel like.
I loved that so much.
We did that, and then I think we just took Ubers to the train station and then got back on the train and headed back to Nice for the evening. And then again, I feel like we probably went to some random place for dinner.
I think we went to that one. It was honestly really good. Right by our hotel.
Yeah.
All got a big table. It was super cute. The food was great.
Yeah. Those are the moments away. I feel like where a lot of the bonding happens.
Yeah.
It's like when you do the random dinners and you could just like, it's like each time you get to sit by someone else and talk to them and get to know them a little better and their story and like just kind of like a mix and mingle thing. And another great thing about Europe is they split the bill, and they will split the bill by person.
Yes, it's so easy,
which is so nice. Like, it's not a big deal to them at all. I feel like in the U.S. why they would
are we so
never...
dramatic in the U.S.
Like, I know, why is it such a big deal? Like, it's not. It's not. But yeah, so we did that, and then pretty much called it a night. So yeah, that was really, really fun, the day trips. I'm glad we planned those, and we just picked locations that were close. Saint-Tropez we were considering, but that one's definitely a lot further. I think it's like a 2 or 3 hour train ride.
It's like
from Nice, so it would have been like a whole day
and you have
excursion.
To like taxi into the town, apparently, so it's a little bit harder, but maybe we'll visit there sometime next. Yeah.
So the girls were so great. I feel like everyone had such a good attitude about getting up early and going and being on time, because we're like, we need to make this train. So like, everyone has to be
and
on time.
Did.
Otherwise we'll miss it. So that was good. So the next day we were going to do the farmer's market, but we're like, we need to let the girls relax and like not have an early morning. So we're like, we'll move that to later in the week, because we did leave some free space. So we actually did a beach club, one of the day clubs, and honestly it was like, it felt like a spa.
It was so freaking nice. I can't remember the name of it. I think it was like is that beach in French? La Plage?
Yeah, I think it was like Negresso or something.
Yeah,
like
across
that.
From the Negresso hotel. Highly recommend this beach club. It was stunning. Everything was white. They had such good food, such
good
drinks.
Yeah, we like told Harold, our guide, we're like, okay, we need help finding like an aesthetic beach club. We want it to be neutral. We like told him exactly what we were looking for, and he like provided us with options, and then we're like, okay, that one. And then he just like takes us over there, which is nice. So again, a lot of this trip was very, I feel like, optional based in terms of the activities. Like, you definitely didn't have to do it if you didn't want to. But I felt like all the girls like really wanted to, which was nice. So we did get there like pretty early, I feel like, for like a quote unquote beach club. But we got our content. Everyone was taking photos. And then we all got chairs to like lounge on. And honestly, I wish I could have done this all freaking day. This was also the first day that the sun came out, and it was actually warm and sunny.
It was so nice. It was a perfect day.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I wanted to stay there all day. Like, just the waves crashing. It was so peaceful. And we had really good food.
Yeah, we like ordered lunch, drinks, like just had ourselves a relaxing day. And I felt like we needed it after kind of like two crazy back to back hectic days. So yeah, we relaxed, and we were there probably from like, I feel like we thought we were going to be there for like 2 or 3 hours max, but we ended up being there from like 9 or 10 a.m. to like 2:30, 3 o'clock basically.
Yeah, I think 3, because then we had our cooking class.
I would say the only reason we had to leave was because of the cooking class.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
We stayed up until the moment we had to leave.
To go back to the hotel and get ready, like, so quick. Yeah. We're like, okay. But yeah, so then we went to a cooking class, and we love doing cooking classes on our trips because, again, they're so fun. Mm-hmm. It's like such a good bonding experience. Like everyone's involved. We're like dancing and singing in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like so fun. The Nice cuisine was definitely interesting for sure.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know what the Nicians eat, but I think it's, I don't know. So we had, I think this might be like their street food because I saw it at the Nice airport and it was labeled under street food and it was an onion pie.
Yeah.
Like an onion.
Like pizza, how do you, basically. Like, yeah, it's like an onion pizza. The bread and then onion and then like olives. Which is and then you so bake it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And then with that, we had like a charred omelet, like
the lettuce, like yeah, the like leafy the vegetable
charred. So then we cooked up a bunch of chard, and then it became an omelet, and like we added eggs and stuff, and it was just definitely interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting for sure, but it was very fun to do it with the girls.
Yeah, no, it was so fun, and like even though the food wasn't the best, the experience was still fun. Like you do the cooking class, you cook the food, and then you all get to eat together, have wine, sit at the table, mm-hmm. and yeah, it's all just really fun. So we loved that. And then I feel like after that we kind of just decided to walk around, and we walked back to the hotel instead of taking our drivers or whatever, just because it was so nice out. We're like, let's go get gelato, let's like look at Old Nice, like let's just kind of soak it all in. So I feel like that was also fun. And it was, again, it was a reminder that gelato melts so fast.
Especially if you're trying to take photos with it. It's like a 5-shot and then you're done.
Yeah, it's like very quick. Like it's melting, falling down your hand, getting like so messy. We like posted some photos of that on our stories, which was funny, but not. But yeah, so then we walked back to our hotel, which was nice.
Watched the sunset.
Oh my gosh.
That was really pretty.
So beautiful. And then we did our brand relationships workshop this night, which was, so we like told all the girls, like, go get cozy, get in your pajamas, and then like come over to our room. Oh my gosh, that reminds me. Rewind all the way back to the beginning. We forgot the goodie bags. We like made cute goodie bags for everyone.
Really cute goodie bags.
I just remember that. I feel like my brain was scattered. But we like sent them all sweatshirts ahead of time before the trip just so they could wear as a cozy on the airplane. And then we had welcome goodie bags that we made that said like South of France. And then we put Nice, Cannes, and Monaco so they could remember the trip. But it's still cute and I feel like you can use it like,
yeah,
it wasn't like super branded, if that makes sense. Like we made it very kind of generic and just cute. And then we put a bunch of our favorite beauty products in there, like Nude Sticks, Charlotte Tilbury, I'm trying to think, Ilia,
Pixie.
I'm like blanking.
I know, I can't remember.
It was just was like a good YSL lippies. But yeah, we like tried to go all out for them. So we did cute fun goodie bags.
And yeah, that was really fun to put together and then give it to them all when they were in our room.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
Okay. So fast forwarding back to brand relationship workshop. They all came in our room, sat down, and we basically just chatted about content creation, building your influencer business, working with brands, like how to stand out. And like we like to give them like real like applicable tips to use in your business and just how to stand out and things that we do, because I feel like a lot of people don't talk about it in the industry, and like I feel like you do kind of have to set yourself apart. So we try to share those tips, and then we just open it as like a Q&A where they can literally ask any questions they want, and we're just open books and we'll answer basically anything that they ask.
Also, it was really cool because two of the girls on the trip are from the PR brand side. So they're also, like one of them also posts on Instagram and stuff, but they both have full-time jobs in PR. So it was really cool hearing different perspectives on what we were talking about. I feel like we learned a lot too from the brand side. It was side. Like
a collaborative effort of the PR girlies and then us. And that's another cool thing about this trip too. We had a good mix of girls. Like we had girls who are content creators, girls who do it as like a hobby but have full-time jobs. We had girls who literally don't do social media seriously but wanted to just come on a girls trip and meet people.
That was great.
So, yeah, I feel like we just had such a good mix of different. So it's like you don't have to be like an influencer or a full-time content creator to go on our trips. It could literally be anything. So, yeah, that was a really good conversation that night, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it turned into, like, sleepover vibes. We were, like, braiding each other's hair, playing cards. Yeah. Like, it ended up being, like, a three-hour thing. And then we all went to sleep at, like, 1 a.m. But that was, like, honestly such a cute, fun night that I'm always going to remember. It was so wholesome.
Yeah, it was just, it's one of those nights, again, where the bonding happens. It's unplanned, and it's just really funny, and we were all like looking at our like astrology charts on CoStar.
Oh my god,
and,
like,
checking reading our compatibility. Charts.
That was funny.
But yeah, it was just like fun, lighthearted girls' night vibes. Mm. And yeah, I feel like this trip felt really just like personable and like
just like cute. Like so fun and like girlhood.
Yes, absolutely. So, and then, yeah, we're like, okay, everybody, time to go to bed because we have another fun day the next day. So, the next day, we did the farmer's market because we didn't do it the other day. It was planned. But because this was a free day, we're like, let's do the farmer's market. And honestly, I was obsessed with that farmer's market, you guys. I knew you would be. Know how to describe this. But, like, it is, like, farmer's market on crack. Like, they literally have, like, everything and then, like, 20 variations of that thing. So, they had, like, a full-on, like, salt section of, like, 20 different flavors of salt. And then they had the same thing for, like, teas. Like, 20 different flavors teas and then, like, honeys and soaps. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, you're, like, fruits, your veggies, your meats, your cheeses. Like, literally, if I lived in Nice, and it's, like, every day.
Yes.
It's, like, a daily thing. It's not just, like, so one day of the week. Like, if I lived there,
I just get everything that day.
I would go every single day, get my, like, groceries there and, like, cook every day. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, that was literally a dream. So, I wish I could have bought so much and, like, took it home with me, but I did get Andrew some little goodies. I got him like tea, some green tea. I got him this like salt mix that they recommended. It was so good. They let us try it. And then I got him some honey because he likes honey with his tea as well.
Love so that.
I feel like I got a good mix of things. But yeah, so honestly, I loved the farmer's market so much. Oh, and then they have flowers as well. So many flowers.
So many flowers. It's like Pinterest girl dreams.
Yeah.
It's so just so cute.
If you ever go to Nice, like 10 out of 10 recommend the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, I wish I went more. I wish I went like every day to get fruits for the day or something.
I know. I wanted to. Well, we actually couldn't have because we were so busy.
So busy. I wish though. But yeah, I think I would live in Nice and frequent the farmer's market, get my fresh flowers.
It's just so fun. Like, and then, like, afterwards, we just went shopping after, like, got some food. It was just, like, a really nice,
casual, free day. Just kind of, like, anything the girls wanted to squeeze in before the trip ended. We like to give people that free time because it's, like, you're traveling so far. We want to make sure you get to do anything you want to do. So we had like, there was like some designer shopping, and then of course like the Zara's, the H&M's, like what else? I'm trying to think.
I don't even know. It was like all the main shops.
Yeah. So that was good. And then I think we went back to the hotel to get ready for our farewell dinner, which was also really fun and slash like girls' night out. So we walked to, it was like a restaurant that was on the beach. It was probably like, what, a 10-minute-ish walk?
Yeah, it was really close. But we brought sneakers because we didn't want to like her
because feet. We had Paris coming up. We did not want to rub blisters. Honestly, like already
that was probably a good idea, a good choice. For you.
Oh yeah, for sure. I do not regret my decision. Yeah. With that, so all dressed up in our glittery sparkly girls night out outfits.
Yeah, we were definitely standing out.
Yeah, people definitely stare and look, but whatever. So we get to the restaurant and then they have this beautiful table. I feel like it's all in our like stories and highlights and yeah. stuff. You can go back and watch. But
right on the beach, right at so sunset.
Pretty. Oh my gosh, the sunset's so pretty. The beach so pretty. Also to note, the beaches in Nice are like rocks.
Yeah, it's there's not no sand.
So like if you do want to kind of be at the beach a lot, maybe bring some beach shoes. I did not have them and it was kind of hard to get in the water. But back to the beach day really quick. Some of us actually got in the water and went swimming and it was so refreshing.
It looked so nice.
So nice. Like I could have stayed in there so long. Like it was.
Oh, I love that.
I'm was just it warm? So glad I got. Yeah. It oh. was, I mean, it wasn't cold. It wasn't like warm, but it was like comfortable, yeah. you know,
mm-hmm.
to just like chill and swim in. But the rocks just made it so hard to get in and out. And like, I don't know. I think I just have sensitive feet because like when I was walking on the rocks, I was like, yeah. how are people doing this?
I don't know.
So, okay. But yeah, back to the dinner. It was on the beach. So beautiful. And again, we had set menu because it's a planned dinner. And I feel like it was pretty good. Like, they had really great appetizers. Like, really good.
Yeah, it was guac. Really good. Was that guac? I really liked that place. Yeah.
It was so yummy. Lots of options. And then the actual dinner itself, I feel like, was really good too. And then we celebrated one of the girls, Marguerite's birthday, a little early.
Shout out, Marguerite.
Like, they brought, like, sparklers. Yeah, it was and, like, really sang, cute. And, like, yeah. So then we had, like, the dessert bar.
And then, thank God, this place turned into a club. Because we were about to walk our sparkly butts with high heels on, which everyone in Nice, I would say, is very casual. So we would definitely be standing out walking to the club, but the restaurant we were in, and I guess the beach clubs, I mean, okay, it makes sense because they're called a beach club, but they turn into like clubs, like, I mean, not clubs. But it was like, more of like a dance, like, yeah, kind of. Yeah. We were like swinging like, the napkins in the air. And there's like a DJ.
A dancing area.
Yeah. It's like really fun, honestly.
Yeah. So we were so, so grateful that happened because we did not want to, like, have to go somewhere else, honestly. So we're like, mm-hmm. this is perfect. Had dinner. And then it was great because Harold helped watch our stuff at the table while
yeah,
we went
Yeah, he was
to,
working
like,
overtime.
Yeah. Dancing. He likes to go out, though, in Germany. Yeah. So I think he enjoyed the vibe.
I think so, too.
But, yeah, so then we were, like, dancing and, like, it was just so fun.
It was so fun. We were dancing for a really long time together.
Yeah.
And that's also a core memory for sure.
Yeah. So, and then we honestly didn't even stay out late. I feel like that club closed at like, well, we thought it closed at 11.
Midnight or something.
Well, we thought 11. So we're like, we're leaving at 11.
Yeah.
And then it was 11 and the music was still going. So we're like, and then they were like, oh, we close at midnight. And we're like, oh, okay, well, we're probably going to leave now.
Yeah.
And it's like because it's on the beach, like if you're walking by, the public can see. There was like a group of people just like watching us, I feel like. And like we're like, okay, people are coming to this club.
Yeah, we were attracting an audience for sure. All the girls on the trip were stunning. So that's why.
Yeah. So that was fun. And then obviously so sweet of Harold to wait with us so that he could walk us home and make sure we're safe again. Dad vibes. But yeah, so at 11, I feel like we were all feeling pretty good. Everyone was tired from the hustle of the trip. And then we went back to the hotel and, you know, everyone kind of went to bed. And that was like the last day pretty much.
Yeah, we were all packing up because we wanted to get breakfast the next morning mm-hmm. at like 8:30 a.m. before everyone left.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So, yeah, we had breakfast with some of the girls that morning, and then everyone kind of had different flight times. And then we were flying to Paris directly from Nice. So yeah, checked out and said bye to everyone. And it was like everyone's so sad to leave. I feel like the farewell dinner is like where the like deep bonding happens. Like you're talking about therapy.
Everyone is crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was really great and fun. And then we got cute photos, obviously, too. And then, yeah, we pretty much left and flew to Paris. A lot of the girls kind of had issues with their travels home, but luckely, I think
like everything cancellations got, and yeah, flight delays not randomly.
Not sure why, but I think everything got sorted out and everyone made it home safely, which is good. But I feel like this was such a good group of girls, and I'm really excited to hopefully hang out with them again outside of the trip.
Yes.
Whether it's like traveling and like, you know, just being in their city, or there were a couple girls from San Diego too, which was really nice. So I definitely want to get dinner and hang out with them too, mm-hmm, once we're back and everything. But yeah, I feel like that's pretty much a wrap on the trip. It was honestly so fun.
Amazing.
Such a beautiful location. The girls were just absolutely great. The
yeah,
whole group, like no issues, no problems. Like everyone got along.
Yeah.
You know, obviously from what we saw and like, you know, taking pictures of each other and like just getting all the content for everyone.
Sweet.
And
it
yeah,
was just, it's just, I feel like it's such a cool way to meet friends and like-minded people, especially in this industry. And
mm-hmm,
like you guys know, we were, I think we mentioned this, but we were in Paris just now with girls that actually went on our trip last year. And so I just feel like it's like lifelong bonds. Like,
mm-hmm,
I just always see these girls being in my life at in some capacity. And
yeah,
I'm just so thankful that we were all able to come together and, like, build new friendships in the industry. Because I feel like also the industry can feel boring. But also just, like, adult friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's so special.
Yeah.
And it was the best time, truly. Like, I feel like I'm still processing it.
I know, I honestly...
Because it was, like...
We honestly just went straight to Paris and then hit
yeah,
the ground running. So, it's, like, haven't even had time to truly, like, soak it all in yet. But, yeah, it was just so special. And it's, like, if I ever see the... Like, when I see them again, like, I'm just, like... I'm, like, oh, my gosh, like, miss you. Hi,
yeah,
how are you? You know, and we have literally girls from all over, like, San Diego... Rhode Island.
Yeah, all over. Literally,
upstate
one
New
girl
York,
was from Luxembourg.
Yes, our first international girly.
Yeah.
So that was really fun, and she was so, so sweet. She has, like, I feel like princess fairy vibes, kind of like Danielle.
Yeah.
So she's so cute. But yeah, such a great group. Like, everyone was so sweet and so excited to continue those friendships with them,
mm-hmm,
because I just love them all. So... yeah, I feel like that's pretty much it for the trip recap. Obviously, the listeners of the week are the South of France girlies.
Yes.
We're just so grateful that they're willing to, you know, spend their hard-earned money to go on this trip,
mm-hmm,
are willing to get on an international flight by themselves, a lot of them for the first time ever, which is such a scary thing to do on your
mm-hmm
own for the first time. So we're just so proud of them for putting themselves out there and, you know, doing that. And I feel like you just grow so much as a person when you do those kinds of things. And like, even on the trip, I feel like we saw so many girls just blossom and grow
yeah,
within the week,
mm-hmm,
which is just so amazing. So we're just honestly love them. And I really hope we can do more trips in the future because they're just so,
they're so
like,
fun,
rewarding and just wholesome,
mm-hmm,
and I just, like, feel like, obviously, when we started, there was nothing like this in the industry.
No.
So now that things like this exist, I feel like that's just so special and so cool. So we love them so much, and we're just so grateful that they wanted to travel with us. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thankful, so grateful.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty much it. It's pretty late in Paris right now. We're a little delulu. It's, like, past
yeah,
midnight. I'm like, I was like, did I do my Duolingo? I'm scared. I think I did.
Oh god,
I'm
so scared.
I'm pretty sure I did. I'm checking
she's
now. I think we're good. Otherwise, I think I have like a freeze streak. I think we're good.
Did you do
did
it?
Did I do it earlier? I'm pretty sure I did.
I'm screaming.
TBD.
TBD.
I have like a 700 something
yeah,
day streak on Duolingo,
important,
you guys, because I'm like very passionate about learning French, even though this is like a very slow process.
Yeah.
It's hard. But I feel like at least on this trip, I knew words and could say like words to people. So that was really good. But that, I feel like we'll end this episode here. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And
shout out to the South of France girlies. We love you.
Because they're the best. And yeah, we will. I feel like our podcast schedule is a little funky for the next couple weeks because Danielle is like traveling so long. She's like going 2 more weeks after Paris. I don't know how she's functioning.
Yeah. So we'll be gone, but we'll do a recap for Paris Fashion Week.
Yeah.
In October.
And then we have some.
Oh, wait, it is October now. But
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wow, that's crazy.
I know.
September, where did you go? Hello.
We skipped it.
Dang. We were just frolicking in the South of France. Yes. No biggie. Okay. Well, love you guys. I need to go to bed because I need to catch a flight in the morning back home to the States. But yeah, we love you guys. Thank you for listening and hope you have an amazing week as always. And we'll chat in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.